This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
All right. Hey, guys. Welcome to the first episode of The Bar. I'm Nisha.
I'm Tempe.
And we're so excited to start this. I'm going to give a little, we will give a little background. So we've been like sending so many voice notes back and forth this entire year.
Yeah.
And at some point we're like, this is like, I felt like I was like, you know, listening to my own little personal podcast, you know, getting my updates, getting your feedback on my life updates. And then we just kept talking about like the bars and hell for like so many things we were talking about.
1000%.
Yeah.
And I feel like, sorry, it's going to take us some time to get used to this clearly, but I think, I think we also realized that there was a lot of things that we have opinions about and that we think people will like to hear our opinions about as unhinged as they may be, but also as relatable as they also may be.
Unhinged is relatable for many, many people.
Absolutely.
People like us. So yeah, so that's how we came with the title. This is The Bar. And today we're going to talk about what's the bar for adulting.
Because that's what we are, even though it doesn't feel like it.
Okay. And I felt this was a super timely topic because that TikTok you sent me of the guy who's like just running down the list of just shit you're supposed to be like,
my God,
capable of. And like, when I listened, I was like, yo, when you say it out like that, it's like, how are we functioning?
It's nuts. And I really like that one too, because he was showing how fast and also contradictory all the adulting advice is. Like, you tell us, oh, save because you never know, like, you need to save every penny, but no, go out there and live your best life and book that trip, sis. And it's like, so what am I supposed to be doing?
I'm girl,
overwhelmed.
I do have this one vivid memory from when we were in college and us being like, I don't feel like I'm an adult yet. We're like fucking 19. We're like, I think we're adults, but I don't feel like an adult. Bitch, now I feel like a motherfucking adult, okay? Every day of my life.
Every single day. Looking back at the tomfoolery, debauchery, and the absolute naivety, whatever the pronunciation is.
Yes.
Of being 19 to 22. It's like, girl, embarrassing to even have thought that we were adulting at that point. We were literally just playing games and trying to survive.
I feel like we thought we were adults just because we were like on our own, like, you know? And I mean, I feel like at that point, I wasn't asking my parents for money. So maybe that's why I felt grown. But like, I also had nothing of the responsibilities. I feel like once you get like a real job that's like sustaining your life, that's really when the adulting starts.
I 100% agree. I actually was speaking to a friend that is essentially a decade younger than me, that I had to, you know, take care of myself essentially after college, and they have not done that yet. And I said,
wow,
no offense, but ultimately that to me is a defining point of you becoming an adult, is when all of your living expenses and everything that you want falls on you versus like
Yep.
college, where it's like, even though, of course, we, were very independent, we had loans, like you wasn't waking up to a 9 to 5, making
Girl.
sure that you could pay your rent through said 9 to 5 and your car note and your groceries and your insurance. And
Right.
I said to her, when she said certain things to me, I'm like, girl, you don't even know what it's like to have to pay every bill,
Girl,
water,
every fucking bill.
electricity. Like, come on.
Yeah, I feel like so. I remember in college, I was paying like my car note and insurance, but it was so cheap. Like my car note was like 150. My insurance was like, I feel like it was like $87. But even then, to your point, I wasn't getting up at the crack of dawn to work to pay that. That was my little girl. I was selling plasma to get money to make ends meet. I was doing little odd jobs, like, but like you said, like I remember my first real job, like the first day, and I was like, yo, I have to sit here from 8 to 5 and I don't leave. And I do this every day.
And the worst part is, that is exactly how we still feel.
Girl,
Like,
that's exactly.
we're still sitting here at this time. But yes,
Girl.
agreed. Like, it was so boring. There was nothing exciting,
Nope.
nothing ch like, even if we thought it was challenging in the sense of like, this is new and scary, and like, I don't know what I'm doing. It wasn't stimulating. Like, it
No.
was, I feel like everything after school, whether it was, college or master's and above, wasn't
Yeah.
what we thought it was going to be. It was so,
Absolutely not.
such a letdown, like
Yeah,
boring.
I definitely agree. And I feel like for me now, that's why my approach is like, when I have time, I make the most of the time that I have because I feel like, I don't know, it's just like, just the concept of being an adult, when you see how some people live, and I mean, everyone's different. Everyone, some people's fun is literally sitting at home watching TV, which, I like that here and there. But I feel like I don't want to be my parents where it seems to me like their life of adulting like was very little fun. And I don't know if it's like the kids thing, like once you have kids and you feel like that pressure to like provide and do all these things for your kids, or like I don't know if it's a generational thing with like the boomers or like their life identity is tied to their job. But like I want to adult, but then still enjoy my life like in the way I want to. And it's just so scary like to see. Especially that generation, I think the boomer generation really. I don't know much about Gen X. But like their life is like wrapped up in work and this is my identity.
Absolutely. And I think that's why there is such a strange shift in like corporate culture and like everyone's experience or their perspective about work has changed so much, because we all saw that their commitment and damn near love for their
Girl.
jobs backfired when all these people were asked to, retire before they could retire, and losing all of their benefits
I
and
know.
couldn't even get what you deserved. So yeah, I 1000% agree. I think that life is so much more than work. But then
Definitely.
when we think about adulting, there's even more responsibilities in just the 9 to 5. It's like, I was so mad last night because I was mad that I had to take care of myself. I was mad that I had to eat. I was mad that I had to bathe. I was mad that I had to prepare for the next day. I had to pack my lunch. I had to make sure that my clothes were all ready and I knew what I was going to wear. That sounds small to maybe little Susie, who's 14 right now in Ohio, but bitch, I promise you, when you're ready to fucking go to sleep, those tasks seem like a fucking marathon.
Definitely.
And I was
Yeah.
exhausted.
I agree. And I mean, I feel like the many, like I have, like I keep a calendar now. Like I have to write down the things that are coming up. Even if it's something like, I had to write in my calendar today, get a facial at 12 because there's just so many things. Or like, what do I have to do? Oh, I'm going to a cookout tomorrow. Like just writing, let's it's just like managing your life. Like you're your own manager of your life. And then you have to also do the things. And then sometimes you have to follow up on the things you've done. And it never ends. That's really the biggest thing I think with adulting. It never ends. Like there's never a day where there's literally nothing.
The kitchen never closes. You have to keep feeding yourself, thinking of things to cook yourself. You have to
Oh, girl.
clean the
Like, that's not, I
kitchen,
don't have that problem.
but you still have to feed yourself. You have to
Well,
think about what you want to eat.
yes. I mean, I'm saying that because I can't eat the same thing every day. Because I that mental capacity, I just that would
Yeah.
take me over the edge. Would
But you
take me
still
over the
have to
edge.
like wash your dishes.
Oh yeah.
The kitchen
Yes.
is open all the time. I actually am going to relate this to another TikTok, which, I saw today. And this guy, he was saying that like someone was like feeling some type of way for him not replying to this, to their text message. And he was like, it's just one of me trying to do everything. And sometimes,
Trying to do it all.
yeah, he was like, sometimes there's none of me. Like, I don't have it. And it's so fucking true. Like, sometimes you just want to just turn it all off because all the things add up. Like, I had to fucking think about, I have to water my grass. I have to water these stupid ass fucking rose bushes or
Which
whatever
are
they are.
beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
You're doing well.
Thank you so much. But it's a heat wave. And so I have to remember, oh, those things need more water. And like, who has time?
The list never ends. The list never ends. What are your top three like adulting things that you hate the most? Like if you could narrow it down.
I would say
They
I
don't have to be in
hate,
order. It doesn't be like most like the
yeah.
absolute worst, but like what are the three?
At 6 p.m. on Sunday, I don't want to meal prep for the week. So that's number one, I guess. I don't know. I would say number two would be laundry. I have a baby, and so the laundry is daily. And then I would
That's a lot.
say the third one is gonna sound really, really bad, but it's not that I don't want to do it. I would just like someone else to do it. And it's bathing.
I knew you were going to say that because we had a whole conversation at your house about this. I knew you were going to say
So much work. Let me tell you what my
that.
bathing routine is, and this is why it's so
Yes.
much.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Tell
Work.
me. I want to
So first I floss, then I
know.
brush my teeth, and then I get into the shower and I wash my face. I double cleanse my face. Then I wash my body with, well, we can get specific.
Yeah, get specific.
I have an African net that I wash my outer parts. I have two separate washcloths for the private areas that are separated. And then I have to shave and exfoliate. And then when I leave that shower, I have to do my fucking skincare routine that I am so committed to. Then I have to lotion my entire body. And then I have to put on fucking pajamas. And then I have to take my goddamn blood pressure. So
Okay, that's a routine.
it's just too much.
That's a routine.
I would like someone else to do it.
See, my bathing routine is much more simplistic. I just have one washcloth. And now, hopefully I don't get canceled for that because I just use one.
Knew you were gonna say, hope they don't get canceled.
And I wash with like my little Dove sensitive soap. And then I wash with like my L'Occitane or this other shower gel. So I do like a double wash of the body. I wash my face at the sink. But some, depending on where I'm going, I'll exfoliate. I probably could exfoliate more, but I just don't have the time. And then shave again, depending on where I'm going, because I do not shave every day. And then I do my skincare routine, and then I brush. That part's backwards from yours. So I don't mind the lotioning because, I just, it's on. It gets on me. It gets on me. But yeah, maybe I should invest in a second washcloth for my butthole. Now that we're talking.
I started doing that in college once I got into a stage when I was always very high. I began to overthink every single thing. And I was like, why am I using a washcloth in my butt anywhere else? And so from
No,
there,
that's fair. You make a good point. I'm gonna try it.
I never went back.
I'm gonna give it a try. I'm gonna give it a try for sure.
I promise you, though, I don't think it's going to be life changing for you. I think it's a mental issue for me. I think you're going to feel the same
I'm
level.
crying.
You're going to feel the same level of cleanliness. It's
Yeah,
just, I
I
just
feel
am a
you.
psycho.
Now, the only thing I have seen is shockingly one man I've dated. He had two washcloths, but one was for his face and then one was for like his body, which I appreciated because that would be now that's too much. You should, that the butt washcloth should never, ever, ever touch your face. That's just wrong.
I would physically assault someone if I saw them do
Girl,
that.
I
It's
mean, as nasty
gross.
as men are, some man is out there doing that. My top three adulting things that I hate. So cooking is not really one for me because I barely cook. I mean, I don't like to cook, so I guess I could throw it in there. I don't like cleaning the bathroom. So my OCD thing is like my hair on the shower floor. Like I have a hand vacuum and I vacuum up after I brush my hair every single time. And like even when I go to someone's house, like I'm getting toilet. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like something in my mind. So I'm gonna take some hair and like make a voodoo doll, or I don't know what the fuck it is. But I just hate seeing hair on the floor. So I like get tissue and pick it up. But I just feel like I'm always cleaning the bathroom. I'll spot clean it, but I just feel like it's never like I literally feel like I just fucking clean. There's hair all over the bathroom floor. That's definitely one. My other one that I hate, so previously, when I had a car, and now, and it might be worse now because I have an electric car, charging my car, although it's annoying because I don't have a charger at my house. Like, I have to map out my day when my charge is low to be able to sit at a supercharger for 30 minutes and just
Oh,
sit. So,
no.
like, anything I do, I have to map it out for the
Ugh.
day. So I really hate that because I wish I had someone to just like come take my car and charge it and just bring it back when I had it. It'd be amazing. And then my third thing, I'm gonna say it's like a love and a hate. And this is like this once I was telling one of my friends this, and she was like, bitch, that is not a hard day. But like I hate when I'm like, for example, I'm going on a trip next week and I have to get all of my self-maintenance stuff in like the week before. Like I have to figure out fitting in a
Yes.
wax, fitting in nails, fitting in my hair, in my schedule, in my
Yeah.
routine. which working from home, that has been improved. But it's like, damn, I already have enough shit to do and I got to add all this shit in the same week.
Yeah, because you're used to spreading it out. And so exactly. When it's stacked, it doesn't feel enjoyable. It exactly. feels like a task.
Yes.
All the preparations.
Not to mention the money all mm-hmm. in the same week. So mm-hmm. those are probably my top three things. I mean, that the last one doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's like, fuck. I already had, you know, my week of activities and now I got to add all this shit in.
Absolutely.
Those are probably my top things.
I think charging your car sounds like so inconvenient.
It is.
What do you do for those 30 minutes?
They have like, you can like watch Netflix or something. So like, I'll like watch a show. I'll just like be on my phone. Oh. But it's like the principle. Like I had to pick my niece up from school by 4:30. So then I had to like backtrack. Like, okay, I get to the charger at this time and have 30 minutes of charge to get it to this percentage so we can do whatever we need to do tomorrow. Because tomorrow I got to go to the gym. I got to go get my get wax. I got to get my nails done. I do hell shit tomorrow and it's my day off. And really, I'd like to just sit at home.
Yeah, it's just, and to that point, what is a day off as an adult? There's always something to do. And if you pack everything into one day, then you're exhausted and you're not looking forward to your day off, because the day you have off, you're thinking about, oh, tomorrow I have all this to do. So then you either are stressed or you spread it out, and then ultimately you're just on errands constantly when you're not at your fucking 9 to 5.
Exactly. And if you put something off like for too long, the list just gets bigger and bigger. Like, I've been needing to go to the bank for 2 weeks. Haven't done it. I need to do it. And now it's on the list with all the other shit I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's like those things are like not pressing. Like, I've been needing to get my car washed. I've been needing to go to the bank. It's just on the list, just on the back burner. Yeah, I'll get to it eventually.
Yeah, it's always something. And then don't let something happen.
Ooh,
did not girl. Anticipate.
Don't let you get a flat tire. Don't let your motherfucking AC go out. Don't let just anything like majorly inconvenience you have to do now and cost money.
Bitch. Child. Like my ass not having no goddamn running water, essentially.
Oh my God, that was crazy. That was crazy. That's an essential. That's a life essential.
I just would like to say, fuck America, because why are our infrastructures so bad that like a fucking water main break made me lose a weekend of an essential running water resource?
Literally essential.
And I'm over here with the damn baby who needs to be bathed. And to all those out there that don't bathe their children when they're under the age of, let's say, 2, you're disgusting. Gross. And your child deserves better than you.
Definitely.
But anyway, yeah, it just, I told you when this happened, like, it just changed my whole mood. Like, it's like, you're already at your peak. And it was just the 13th reason. Like, I literally said to you, I don't know if it was because of this or something else. I was like, I just would like to just walk into the Atlantic Ocean at this point. I'm done. And I fucking give up. I give up.
Girl. Yeah, I mean, the fact that businesses have to close when there's no running water, like, it's an essential.
Yeah.
It's an essential. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's just like, I was just like, cut the show.
Right, and then it's like something you have no, like, there's literally nothing you can do but wait. That's the worst.
Just waiting on a goddamn email from them telling me that I can fucking proceed with fucking water usage. It was insanity. And then you got everybody in the neighborhood on the Ring app acting up.
Is what are anybody, they doing?
Do you have a Ring?
No, I'm too scared.
Okay, so
I don't want to see anything on my while I'm not here.
So the Ring app comes with like a neighborhood update system. Like, it's essentially like that one that you have where like your neighbors talk about events or like happenings. Next door.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. these people be in the Ring app acting up because it's a suburb. So anything is a breaking news, bitch. A bang that sounds like a firework. They think we fucking just got bombed by motherfucking Al Qaeda. It's crazy. So when the
Oh,
water thing happened, literally, there is a thread of people asking the same question over and over again. Literally asking repeatedly, is
wow. Oh, my God.
anybody else not have running water right now? Well, if you read the message before the one you posted, you would see we all don't.
People are dumb and they don't read.
So, and yeah, back to the adulting thing. It's just, we can't take more. We're already doing a lot. And then we have to
Yeah.
fit in fun.
Girl. And then fit in fun. I mean, honestly, that's why I, kudos to parents. I'm gonna say moms in specific, because I know moms tend to take on the role of like house manager, like even if the dads are active. Like, and when I say that, I mean the person who's like, helping to coordinate, or the main coordinator, maybe just say house coordinator. Because like the days I have my niece and it's like I gotta do all my shit, and then on top of that, get her up and get her dressed. Thankfully, her school gives her breakfast. Get her, bathe her, feed her, do all of that. Then they want you to read them books. They want you to
Child.
actively play with them. There's so many things on
It's
top of that.
crazy. I
Never
w
ends.
it never ends with my baby now transitioning to the phase of needing to have solids. I am now beginning to panic about the idea how easy it is to feed an infant milk in bottles. Like, it is very easy to be in a routine, very easy cleanup, very easy. Just
Ooh, got to clean up.
like your eat, the baby eats in maybe 5 minutes, sometimes 10, depending on how quick or how old they are or whatever the case is. Now, I have to put on a goddamn show to fucking get this motherfucker to have a good breakfast. And then I gotta clean up
Gotta
after
clean up.
everything.
Girl,
It's just so
I
much.
was literally just on my knees under the table picking up peas. And my niece is 3, and it's about time for her to get down there and start picking them peas up, because you spill it, you clean it up. It's giving its time.
He,
And ooh,
she
girl, spaghetti, rice, terrible.
It's
And it
time for
definitely
her to
take to do it,
learn the cleanup song.
girl.
Clean up,
Okay.
clean up.
And it definitely takes her 20 minutes to eat. Now, I'm bad. This is also not my child, so I do turn the TV on while she's eating, which distracts her.
It makes
But
her
it
eat faster.
makes her eat slower. I realized I actually had to turn the
Oh.
TV off today, because she was just holding the fork and staring at the TV for like 5 minutes. And I was like, you need to go to bed. It's past your bedtime. So yeah, to your point, it's definitely easier when they're just on a bottle, for sure. But again, fitting that into the routine. And then it's like you have this loose routine, but like it's not like, clockwork how it is when they're like super little. And I feel like it just gets worse.
And like, I think something that I have always struggled with is I need life to be like clockwork for it to be fulfilling. Like,
Yeah.
I told you how I can get very calm from doing a chore if I'm like mad or frustrated, because I think I thrive on routine. I also think the older I get, the more I think I should have done a hands-on type of career, because I find enjoyment with hands-on activities. Like, I like to build things and whatever. Point being, I think I struggle with how my baby is now transitioning into that phase of the routines becoming looser, where like, I love a routine.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think for managing adulting, a routine is great. I think making lists are great. I mean, for me, it feels great. If I love it, it's like giving me a high, just like to cross something off the list. Like that's done for the day because could be back on the list tomorrow, could be back on the list next week, but it's off momentarily. And I like that.
Agreed. And I think as much as I am complaining about adulting, I still do it. And if you do it and complain, I'm fine. But when you don't do it and you complain and you have the capacity to do it, I would like you to shut the fuck up. And that's just be that.
I mean, we all
Because,
do it. We all,
right.
like, if you, to be a functioning member of society, we all adult in some capacity. Maybe some are less high functioning than others, because, like, I feel like I'm super high functioning. I can get a lot of shit done really quickly. But for me, it's not just the people that complain, it's the people that act like they're the only person adulting. They're acting like they're the only
Ooh.
person that's ever had to wash a dish, work, repair something. I don't fucking know. Call something broke down in the world. And it's like,
Yeah.
we all do this.
Yeah. And it's like hard to relate. And like, we're yapping. That's what girls do. We want to yippee yappy and complain and shit talk.
Love to yap.
But I don't want to yap with someone who isn't trying to be relatable. They're trying to be like divisive, like separate themselves from the group. Like, well, my experience is like different because I'm the first person to have to learn how to balance a checkbook. And it's like, no, the fuck, you're not.
I'm the only one whose lettuce goes bad in a week and I didn't eat it. Like, okay. If you say so.
Like, does anyone see how foolish that sounds? Like,
Girl. But I think this is the problem, like, because I don't know, like, outside of our conversations, I don't talk a lot to people about, like, all the things we have to do. Because even, like, I have a friend who's like, yeah, oh my God, I have so much to do today. I was like, what do you have to do? And she's like, I gotta go to the post office. I gotta get my pedicure. I gotta pay some bills. And I was like, that's it. But again, that's my capacity is like, that's, I can knock that out really quickly.
Yeah.
But she, even then, she wasn't saying it like, oh my God, this is the worst thing in the world. My day is, my week is over. Like, it's
Yeah.
just talking about people's, I guess, routines. Like, and I do think like there's some things we all have the same. Like, I feel like for the most part, everyone pays at least a bill. Even if you're like a stay at home something, like, I'm sure you pay a bill for something.
Yeah, I think like at least a cell phone bill or something.
Right. Like, everyone pays at least a bill. Most people, I would assume, those who do go to the doctor, make their own appointments, they go. You
Jesus. Those that do go. If you're not going to the doctor and you have medical insurance,
you're failing at
and
adulting.
yes, I would like you to also shut the fuck up when you're bringing up health issues. Go to a doctor, get off Google and
Girl.
TikTok, you fucking weirdo.
Girl, I'll run to the doctor quick. I just, yeah, so there's something that we just all do. And some people obviously have more than others. And I feel like people who have like businesses, like, you know, self-sustaining business, like that sustains their lifestyle, they probably have a lot of fucking shit to do in adulting. But those people usually also have at least an assistant, which I get because, you know, I mean, it would be nice if I had an assistant. I must admit, I might not need him every day. But the days I need him, I need him.
Yeah, and I think that's why this whole culture of being an entrepreneur is just like a fantasy, and people don't actually know the work that goes behind it. And
Definitely.
they, you can't, everyone's not built for, like you said, the level of responsibility, the amount of things that you have to do to be successful. It's fine. It's not for you. But don't, play yourself.
Absolutely. I mean, even with my business, it's kind of like when I first got started, there was so much to do. It's kind of like operates itself now. But I remember being like thinking to myself, like, oh my God, like if this was like much larger scaled, companies have like departments of people to do marketing, departments of people to do photography, departments of people to like list things and restock and ship. And it's like, if you were really going to try to be an entrepreneur and like make that your sole source, like you better be on your shit until you can
Absolutely.
afford staff. You got to be on your shit to actually make money and not let your biz like go down the tubes on top of life, on top of your regular adulting life. Like, it's so much. It's so
Yeah.
much.
Kudos to you and any other business owner because it's a
Girl.
lot.
Yeah, mine's more like a hobby at this point. Like, I still haven't had like the. Like I feel like if like one like big influencer like wore my shit and like I went viral, if something went viral, I feel like I'd make like a ton right now. I do enough to, it adds on to like my salary, but it's not, I can't quit my day job. I can't quit my day job, basically.
Yeah, but it will
But
get there. It takes time.
yeah, but again, thinking about like there's so much more I could be doing that I'm not doing. Because it's like, my regular life never stops. Like I wake up Monday
Right.
morning and I'm just like, whoo, let's get it popping.
Yeah. Trying to balance that while still working a full-time job is a lot.
Girl, and thank God I work from home for now.
Oof, because they try and get you back in there, ain't they?
Yeah, they said one day a week, which I guess whatever, that's what we must do, but that scares me. I'm gonna creep it on up to, if I'm back in the office 5 days a week, I literally don't know what I will do.
I just think everyone needs to relax if the job can be done at home. Well, I think we know what the reason is. I think it's, the infrastructure. They need people to pay tolls, public
For
transportation.
businesses, restaurants, people eat out, all of that. That's what it's about.
Yeah, but it's like, maybe be appealing outside of work hours and
Girl. Okay, I've read about people or like maybe it's the country. Some places have like pushed like a 4 hour, no, 4 day work week. But I think they either, I can't remember if it's just 8 hours, if they're doing 10 hour days. I'm like, 10 hour days seems like a lot. That's literally almost half my day working. But even just having like an extra day to like fit in everything. And I think that's why working from home is so appealing, because like I can make myself lunch. I can throw some clothes in the washing machine and I don't have to wait until I get home to do everything. Like we're fitting so much in into the weekend. We're supposed to be having fun. And those hours after work. And then
100%.
don't forget in your list of adulting, you're supposed to get 8 hours of sleep a day.
Girl, it's wild what we're supposed to be doing.
It's so wild.
I just don't know how we're supposed to manage it all, but I mean, like, this is why, like, women. This is something that people are not gonna like.
What?
But I think we deserve to be kept, not by men, but by society. I think we should be a female society.
I like that.
Well, not a whole female society, but like a female-run society, I
I
should
see where you're
say.
going with it. Yeah. Things would be different. I mean, and let's not
Prop me
forget,
up.
I'm not mad at it. And let's not forget when they were fighting for women's right to work, that was not black women. We was always working. That wasn't us. So I think it's our turn to rest, personally.
Yes. I would like rest. I would like no one to tell me that my rest is being funded by some man. I would like the rest to be funded by reparations,
Yep. There
as
it
well
is.
as just spread the wealth across the female population and let the men
Yeah.
continue to work and let them pay the higher taxes to
I'm here for that.
ensure that their proposed concubines can just chill at home. And we can choose to be concubines or we can choose to just rest, but either way, we keep
Not mad at
society
that.
going.
Yeah. I mean, women literally keep society going. Like, if there were no women doing all the things that women do, even before when, well, the white women weren't working, somebody was taking care of these damn kids. Somebody is, at some point in time, somebody was doing all the shit in the home. And according to the, what they call them, the trads, the trad wives, what they call them?
Those are trad wives.
According to them, staying at home is a full-time job. I'm like, girl, I would love that job because guess what? If I don't do something that day, ain't nobody gonna get in trouble or not eat
That's a fact.
but
I
me.
think, yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. I feel like it would be fine to
Yeah.
just chill.
Yeah.
We really deserve it because adulting is too much sometimes.
It really is. And I feel like that was like one of the things in that TikTok when he was talking about like you're not supposed to eat too many carbs or too many sweets and this much percentage of like vegetables and proteins. It was like on top of feeding yourself, you're supposed to feed yourself well. On top of getting rest, you're supposed to get a certain amount of rest. On top of like going to the doctor, you're supposed to like for me, I don't know what you go to the doctor for, but I do gyno, I do my annual pap, I do my annual physical, I do an annual skin check, I go to the eye doctor, and I go to the dentist twice a year. Like that's like six visits right there. And don't let me feel like something else is wrong and they're not taking me seriously. Then I'm going to a specialist. And it never ends. It literally never ends. Like I think you know this. I got a colonoscopy a couple of years ago because I was like, I don't know about this. And it ended up just being hemorrhoids, but still, I went and they put me to sleep and everything. It's like the list goes on. Once you like start on the list of things you have to do to like take care of yourself, like it could go on forever.
Seriously, it's mind-blowing. And then like all these things we're supposed to do, we're also still supposed to be happy and have this
Be
great
happy.
mental health and emotional
Yes.
regulation. It's like, actually, I would like to drive into the Atlantic Ocean when
Girl.
something pushes me over the fucking edge, but I can't. I have to continue to just sit here and be like, it's fine.
Girl.
It's fine.
And yeah, it's just like it's so, there's so many just like expectations. And that's what it is about adulting. There's so many expectations. And then if you don't live up to the expectations, which is why I'm glad that we grew up without social media because I didn't have to see other people's expectations. Like I feel like I take social media with a grain of salt. Like I scroll, I'm like, oh, that's cool. They're living like that, whatever, whatever. There are people I know that they see other people's how they live, and then they feel like they're not good enough, they're not doing enough. And that's obviously like a, influencing kind of thing. But I don't really feel like that when it comes to social media. I just feel like I just want to get things done enough so that I, to your point, feel a sense of happiness. My mental health state feels good, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's really healthy because it is really toxic to fall down into keeping up with the Joneses, and the Joneses don't even know you exist.
Oh, girl, that part.
And it's just everyone showing their highlight reel. Like,
Yep.
no one is showing, and even the people that claim they're not just showing their highlights and they're showing you the hard times, it's still contrived. It's highly produced. There's a filter on it.
You put your phone
It's,
up and watch and made yourself cry.
yes.
Like,
That is the, I don't know when we have lost our sense of,
shame.
yeah. Bring back shame because crying on social media is the cringiest thing. I
It
don't
is.
care. For me, it could be the most heart-wrenching thing happen to you. You still picked up your phone and began recording.
Girl. Yes, I agree. And to me, every time I see something like that, I just feel like you don't have friends or family, which, that's sad. Because I just can't imagine publicly doing that for people to reach out to me and ask me if I'm okay. People who do not give a fuck at all. It's just they're watching the spectacle. Because that's what it becomes, is a spectacle. Like, oh my God, did you see her crying? Like, what happened? Is everything okay? Like, that's what they want people to ask.
One
I'd rather
thousand
my friends
percent.
ask me that, or my family ask me that.
1,000%. And I think it's just people that like don't have the capacity to really stay in reality too.
Right.
Like you could have friends and family, you just don't want the reality.
Or maybe you do, and you don't even talk to them about what's really going on in your life. And then your friends and family are getting online like, is everything okay? Call me.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Like,
Yeah.
you are avoiding the reality of those relationships because you would rather get some bullshit from a stranger because the people that are closest to you know the full story. And
Right. And
because they know the full story, they're going to actually be like, hey, crying on the internet doesn't make sense.
I mean, in line with this, managing friendships, that's a part of adulting that's hard, especially as you get older, because there, and I feel like that's why people should have grace. And I think younger people, they don't have the same, I know I didn't have the same perspective of like friendship, like as adults, because like, we're in college, like our life low key was our friends. Or if your relationship too, but it was like our main responsibility was like going to class, getting grades, having fun, hang with your friends. And then as you get older, like we were saying, everyone has these long lists of adulting, and you have to be intentional about, feeding into your friendships or managing or trying to spend time with friends. And girl, don't even let me get started on dating, because that's like another chore. It becomes a chore. If you live a full life, which, hopefully people strive to do that, because we only get one chance at it.
Exactly. And I feel like the thing that I take away from our conversation, as well as just, the nonsense that we're expected to do, or like what society tries to tell us to do, is like you have to really get clear on what's important and what is just not going to happen.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with that. And everybody has to figure out what that is for themselves, because what's important to, or most important to you, might not be most important to me. And, that's not really something you can compare with others. You kind of have to like soul search. Like, what is it that if I don't get this done this today, this week, this month, I'm going to feel like shit? Or if I do, I'm going to feel really, really great and accomplished. And like, I'm crushing life, as one of our favorite Bravo people like to say.
1,000%. Like, we have to feel fulfilled. And fulfillment only happens when you know for a fact that your day-to-day actually is filling you up. These are
Yeah.
things you want to do because it makes you feel good. It makes you see life as exciting and happy, actually,
Yeah.
not like daunting and
Yeah.
wild.
I like that. I feel like the summation of this convo is the bar for adulting is fulfillment.
Love that. I think
And that's the bar. Like,
that's the bar.
are you fulfilled or are you not? And if you're not, what do you need to do to, what do you need to change? Whether it's like your approach or how you manage it or what you're doing.
And like I think as an adult, you have to be self-aware when things are not going well or they are going well. And the bar of fulfillment will always be that, but like your day-to-day gauge of where you're at on that will have to change or could change, and you have to be willing to like make changes to get there every day.
I agree. Well, I think we solved the problem.
We
We
have
figured it out.
cured all of the midlife crisis that we are facing. And so this was a healthy conversation. It didn't just spiral into the bar being in hell.
The bar is in hell if you are not being fulfilled by your adulting journey.
And you're allowing yourself to continue to not be fulfilled, knowing you're not.
That part. Absolutely. Well, glad we solved that one.
Me too. Me too.
Okay.
Well, this was fun, and
Yeah.
we definitely took a lot of turns, but we stayed
Hope you stuck with
essentially.
us.
Yeah. And, as we talk, we're gonna, give you tidbits of things about us and our past, present, and future to get to know us. And we look forward to you joining us for the next conversation about God knows what at this point.
Out. Where's the bar?
Where's the bar? You'll find out in the next episode.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for
Bye.
joining. Bye.